Jefferson County's internal boundaries split the population evenly between five districts, but only if inmates are included. ACLU spokesman Baylor Johnson says counting prisoners who don't have voting rights gives some citizens an outsized voice in local government.
The inmates at Jefferson Correction Institution, which is a state prison in the county, made up 43% of the voting age population in one of the districts. And that meant that the remaining population in that district wielded much more political influence over politics than residents in the other four county districts.
The federal court ruling orders county officials to develop a new district map by April 4th, meaning new lines could be in place for this year's election. If the county fails, the judge will step in to revise the borders. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.